again, we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with the blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now, let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church, say amen. Amen. To our preachers and deacons and trustees and to all of God's children, it's just good still to be around. This says something about Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Bless His holy name. Turn your Bibles, if you will, to Revelation. Revelation and 3:17, if you will. 3:17. Revelation 3:17. John writing to the church of Laodicea, the one that we represent right now, as I speak. He said, because of thy says, I am rich and increased with goods and have no need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Then John 18:37 and 38, these two verses. John 18:37 and 38. Yes. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth hears my voice. Pilate said unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, I find no fault at all in him. I find no fault in him. The same thought. The God that need nothing. Number 79. God that needs nothing. Amen. He don't need nothing. That's a strange God. Can't find no fault in him. Everybody looking for faults in the Word of God. The 21st century church, they gone crazy with it. They claim they have found faults in the Word of God. The Word of God is truth. If you don't believe this, not being dogmatic, if you don't believe the Word of God, there's not but one place for you to go. It's just that simple. It's that simple. This is the only truth. No other truth you can find to top this truth. This is the only truth, when you accept it, will open the doors of heaven. No other truth. This is the only truth, the Bible, to open the doors of heaven for you to go in. When you believe in it, the only truth. And Tyler, he wasn't born again. He didn't know nothing about the law. But after examining him, he said, I find no fault in him. I find no fault in him. And my brothers and sisters, I believe these are the two most saddest statements that is made to Jesus in the New Testament. Crucify him. Crucify him. That was one. The next one was, we need nothing. Get rid of Jesus.
Go ahead.
Then that crowd come on and holler, we don't need you no more. That's sad. That's a sad story. We don't need you no more. Crucify. The church of Laodicea are saying, we thank you for what you have done for us. We appreciate you. And just like, kind of just like the young people, they started smelling themselves. And mama and daddy have comfort for them. And now they feel like they're grown. And holler, I don't need you now. I'm on my own. I don't need you anymore. It's a sad thing for a church to talk to Jesus like this. Sad. For what they have done, how far they have came, and now they don't got to a point they don't need Jesus for nothing. For nothing. You can't get that ignorant. Something's got to be wrong with a person to get that ignorant. Don't realize that Jesus wake him up every morning and you don't need nothing from him. Some folks like that right now. And this is what's happening in the last days. We represent the church of Laodicea. God done brought us thus far. And we got the nerve to tell Jesus, we don't need you. That's all he's saying. For nothing. Appreciate you for what you done, but we're through with you. But what else happened? Well, we don't find another God. This God that we have found, he don't care what we do.
That's right. That's right.
And we don't want you no more. We just don't need, we don't hate you, we just don't need you. We don't need you.
All right.
You fed us when we were hungry. Yeah, we thank you for that. But we can buy what we want now. We just don't need you. If I'm talking to somebody today, God is good to all of us. But everybody in here don't treat him right. And we represent the Laodicea church. They trust to say we need for nothing. The church of Laodicea are saving. They said they were saved. We thank God for what they are doing. There's us right now. But for as God is concerned, for as Jesus is concerned, we don't want to bring up his name too much now. We want to bring him up when hell break loose. Oh, it's sad to say it, but it's true. Tornado come through Jesus. Flood up in Jesus. Where you at now? See, God ain't got to look for nobody, but when hell breaks loose, we want to look for him. And it has got down to this point now in America. We don't need Jesus for nothing. But Pastor, what? What is really going on now in Jesus' church? That's a good question. Worldly people have a Jesus problem in their local churches. I'm going to say it again. I said worldly people have a Jesus problem in the local church. Well, what happened, Brother Pastor? I believe it have come down to the last time where people don't want to hear the name Jesus. I believe that from the depths of my heart. The last time, see. Because man is in love with this present world and the things in the world more than the things of God. Many want to believe it, but it's too late for some of them right now. The devil got a hope to them. And they lean and call it on the devil. They don't trust God's word no more. God Almighty. These are the last days. And my brother and sister, Jesus' own people in his day hated him and turned him down as Lord and Savior and then crucified him. The same devil that got them to do that got us to do this in the 21st century church. Not no different devil, the same devil. God Almighty. Paul, get your Bible and look at Matthew 27, 23 through 26. They hate him. They hated Jesus. And they still hate Jesus. And you know they hate him. Folks who study the Bible, folks who watch it, not nobody else, but check your own self out first. But then you'll see what happened. Folks hate you because you love Jesus. Read, Paul.
And the governor said, why?
Why?
What evil had he done?
God Almighty.
But they cried out the more, saying, let him be crucified.
The governor went far enough to say, Paul,
yes, sir.
What has he done? Yes, sir. Did you not know some folks just hate you for nothing? Some of them just don't like your look. I'm not throwing on poison seeds. I'm just trying to say it. It's just truth, that's all. And sometimes you hear them, but I can't stand her. Why? I don't like him. Why? Just don't like him. Why? What have Jesus done to folks that folks can't stand him? Tyler examining man. He,
yes,
if anybody ought to find some mess, he ought to be one up.
Yes,
he examined him and said, I find no fault in it. And what wrong with us now? We're rather through the Bible trying to find a fault about Jesus Christ. And that's what the Lord doing now. Checking the Bible out, trying to find something wrong in it. Can I take Paul a place?
Go ahead.
I find no fault in him. And if you have checked him out and followed him, you won't find no fault in him. Rambling. We all got so smart now. We're so smart, we almost think we can see him. And got a way to get in. We got the key some kind of way. We don't got so smart. We looking at Jesus. Who is Jesus? God Almighty. He's the King. Of King and the Lord of Lord. Crucify him. What have he done? Can I take my time?
Go ahead.
What? God Almighty. What have Jesus done to you?
Lord.
What have Jesus done to you? You. What have Jesus done to you? You won't stand. Can't stand Jesus. Some of you looking at me right now can't even stand his name.
Right.
I hate to say it like that, but you'll be surprised. See, everybody comes to a local church don't know Jesus. Always remember that. You ought to get on some else. I ain't got nothing left to get on. You coming to the wrong church. I don't have nothing left to get on. It's only Jesus. Don't let me get happy here. See, this the Jesus that woke me up this morning. This the Jesus that started my way. This the Jesus that gave me prayer to eat. This the Jesus that got me standing up right now. This the Jesus. I know another Jesus. Ramming through the Bible trying to find flaws. Power. He didn't care about Jesus, but he said, I couldn't find no
fault.
No fault in it.
No fault. No fault.
I can shake hands with old Power.
Yes, sir.
I can't either.
Yes, sir.
Brother.
When I feel like I can't walk, he gives us no strength. I can't find no fault. But watch what they said. Crucify. Get rid of him. Heart of mine. Crucify him. You through, Paul?
No, sir.
Read on.
When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing,
God Almighty,
but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude,
yeah,
saying, I'm innocent of the blood of this just person.
God Almighty.
See ye to it.
God Almighty. It's not that easy.
Yes, sir.
You can't get rid of that easy.
Yes, sir.
I'm washing my hand. I know he innocent. I'm just washing my hand because I'm afraid of y'all. I ain't gonna be in this mess. No, you're trying to get out of it. You got a decision you can make, but you're afraid to make it. Just like so many folks that have been born again, but they're afraid to make the decision that Jesus Christ is Lord. That they're not afraid, they're all ashamed of him. Shame. If one of the two are shame or afraid, you can't wash your. Lysol can't get it off. And I know they're making everything now. Clorox can't get it off. And bleach can't get it off. It's still there. In other words, I'm through with it. But y'all better listen at me. Everybody. Say it, everybody. Everybody. Look at your name and say, everybody. Got to stand before Jesus one day. Everybody. You can't wash your hands away from it. Even the folks in hell got to face it. They got to come up out of hell and look at him and bow down and say he is the king and then go right back to hell. You don't take Jesus lightly. He, God got his only begotten son and sent him down here to die for our nasty, stinking sin, and we don't want to own him.
Right. Yes.
Well, in the last days, the church of Laodicea, come on, we don't need him. You need him. God knows you need him. Paul, read on.
Then answered all the people and said, his blood be on us and on our children.
Oh, that must. No wonder children catching hell. He was dealing with the Jews back in then, but Jews, so many Jews got killed because of that. I mean by the thousands. Because he went on down to their what? Children. And anybody believe in him, come down to us the same way. Be on our children. And that means we can't keep up with them. We don't throw the cuss on the children.
Right.
That means they'll cut your head off before you look at them good so much. That means they'll shoot you right now. They're down to the children. We don't want you. God Almighty. Let it. They asked for it. There wasn't no but. They asked for this. We don't want you. Even our children don't even want you. Let the blood be on our children. If we wrong, they are wrong. It's two left shoes. They caused the world to be in the shape it's in right now. Because the blood went on down. I wish I had a lot of time. Y'all give me 2 more hours.
Go ahead.
Don't get scared. I'm going to get off. I'm going to be here in a minute. Trouble. I'm trouble. I don't know about nobody else in trouble. When you love Jesus, nothing about I'm bragging or nothing, but when you love trying to get people to know Jesus and they're running at everything but Jesus. And it ought to disturb everyone you preach up here. And it ought to disturb you. But what's happening in this world?
You're right.
How they treating Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, who suffered and died for our sin. And we want to hide in there.
Yes.
In these last days. Paul reads the next verse.
Then released he Barabbas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified.
Rip him in. Now, tear him around there. Beat him up. Then now kill him. God Almighty. Notice what they've done here, folk.
Yes, sir.
They release a criminal.
Yes.
Boy, that's sad right there.
Yes,
God Almighty. They release a murderer.
Yes. All right.
There you go.
They release and kept him.
Yes.
And got the other one, Jesus. God Almighty. Ain't that sad? Look what, because they released the wrong one. No, but no wonder so much a crime going on in the world. No wonder so much a killing going. They let the martyr go free. They let the crook go free. Get rid of Jesus, but kill Jesus. Kill Jesus. Get rid of Jesus, but let the crook go free.
Amen.
You let the wrong one go free.
All right.
He'll loose.
Amen.
Lord have mercy.
Amen.
Amen. That's prophecy, Pastor.
You let the one go free. It's the killer.
Amen.
These folks will kill you, rat.
Yes, sir.
The killer is a loose.
Yes, sir.
The robber is a loose.
Yes.
The gangster is a loose.
Yes.
The wild runner have mess than to have peace.
Yes.
We done it on ourselves. Release the killer.
That's it.
And get rid of Jesus. You got rid of the wrong one. God Almighty. No wonder half of us walk around our head all down. You let joy went free. No, you crucified joy. No one so many folks, I'm dead, I got no joy. You let peace got messed up. They ain't got no peace. No wonder folks will kill you in peace. Kill you right in peace, and look at your grin.
That's right.
You loose the wrong one. You let the devil got a loose.
Thank you, Jesus.
And my brother and sister, not only was Jesus unappreciated in his days on this earth, but the sad part is the hate, God Almighty, for Jesus is still going on as I speak. It's still going on. Preach is still going on. That same hate still going on. Crucified. It's going on right now. Saying, crucify Jesus. The same hate still going on for Jesus Christ.
You're right.
Hold on. They let sin go free. And said, crucify love and peace and joy and truth. And let Jesus' blood be on us and our children. And my brothers and sisters, this church, the Laodicea have locked out her owner, Jesus Christ. Lord Almighty. Done locked out her owner. I built the church. Can I say it like this? I built the church my own self. Fix it like I want to. For anybody whosoever will, let him come in. But what's going to happen? You don't put a padlock on the door, I can't come in. It's sad when you don't bought the church and built the church. Now you got to knock on the door to try to get in. And then when they find out who he was, we can't let you in. We don't need you no more. Now that's low down. Brother Law, that's low down. Build the church. Them brought you. You in a Mercedes now. Got long shoes and big leg breeches and skinny leg breeches and fur coats and all that stuff, Cadillacs and all that stuff. Now you don't need me no more.
Thank you. Well,
we rich.
Yes, sir.
Trust to tell Jesus we rich. We need, but all they're saying, we don't need you no more. That's all they're saying. We do with you. We don't find another God to serve. All the thing about this God, Jesus, we can do what we want and feel what we want. He don't care what we do. I don't have to limit my sin. We don't find a God. I don't care how I live or what I live about. I can kill somebody. I don't find a God that don't care what I do. So we don't need you no more. This God gave me a car. He gave me a house. He paid my bills sometimes. He said, I don't need you no more. They had gotten rich. Now, don't need Jesus no more. For nothing. Lord, this one of the saddest stories in the Bible. Watch it now. You can take me lightly all you want. This, we represent this church. I keep on trying to tell you. I can't get off it. We represent this church. You can believe this if you want. Time is so close and knocking me off my feet. I ain't thought I'd live to see what I see right now. From the depth of my heart.
Yes.
You haven't seen nothing yet. What you see will not get no better. Because it's going to get more worldly. The church is. I told y'all, economy ain't going to pick up. Lord Almighty. That's the last thing you're going to see. Economy ain't going to pick up. Then the church don't get shut up. We don't need you. That way, no more. We are what? Rich. And you can look up. Because your Redeemer draws nigh. He owned his way back. But folks don't realize that he owned his way back. That's his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, what is the 21st century problem? We got a problem. Us, this church, got a problem. We own them. You know, Jesse, we own them in a minute. Awesome. I put the first stone at the church in there. Let me tell y'all something. It may help somebody. Building, God ain't thinking about no building.
Amen.
The devil got some of the prettiest buildings in the world called churches. Some folks, they can't stand a pastor, some of them.
All right.
But they hang around the church because they're churchy. My mama was at that church. My daddy, see, I don't care if a devil in there. My mama, my daddy. We got a lot of that going on right now. If you ain't got coming just in a pastor, you don't need to be under that pastor. folks here at churches sometimes. I will raise up in that church. You better listen at the pastor. I got a bone to pick with. Well, pick it then. What you waiting on? Pick it. I mean that. Folk in love with a building. And not in love with Jesus. I'm going to a church where it looks so pretty, and some of them, God can't even get in. And sometimes God got one or two about to fall off it, and plates about to fall off. And God said that in the middle of it sometimes. I told you, listen, what is a false church? A false church when you got a false preacher.
All right. You're right.
When you don't have a real preacher, that's a false church. The pastor who God put there is what makes the church real.
Right. Yeah.
I know it's true. The 21st century church have a church problem. Yes. Yes. Paul gonna read that. My time's just about up. Revelation 3, 14 through 22.
And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans.
God Almighty.
Right. These things said the Amen.
Yeah.
The faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God.
Yeah.
I know thy works.
Hallelujah.
That thou art neither cold nor hot.
Hold right there, Paul. Hold right there. Notice what he said. This God talking now. I know your works. In other words, you can't fool me. You can't put on holy clothes to make you holy.
All right.
Ain't no holy clothes you can go buy.
Yeah.
I got a robe on. So what, the devil wear robes? I know your works. In other words, we can't fool God. No way we go. No way. How can we fool God? And he already knew us before the foundation of the world. He told us we were not hot, not cold. God Almighty. Boy, that lukewarm stuff's a mess. In other words, you don't know where you want to go. Do you want to follow me or follow the devil? You got to make up your mind. God Almighty. A lot of folks don't want to make their mind up sometimes. They're just in the middle. We represent this church. It's happening right now. I know some of the preachers do it. I know all preachers don't see it, but I know some of y'all can't see it. That's when I've got to preach it. It's happening right now. See, we take this lightly. We think it's not real. This stuff is real. This Bible is real. You can let folks talk about that's the devil. When we be down in the Bible, that's the devil. They don't want the truth. The truth will take the cover off of us. What you mean, Reverend Walker? Folks don't want to hear about themselves.
You're right.
If you want to make folks mad, tell them about themselves. This guy here show you you. This guy here show me me. If you want to know how you stand with God, pick this up and read it.
All right.
That's why we don't want to read it. Ain't nobody perfect.
That's right.
But if you got a desire to follow God, he'll give you strength to follow him. But when you're trying to play God, like he claims it, you're messing yourself up with God. All of us come short of his glory. But don't try to make no fool out of God.
No, sir.
When you're going through your testing and trials, and can't go good and kind of stop you, say, Lord, help me. You got to be real when you talk to God. You can't talk to God with your head coming back. You got to look him in the face. Say, Lord, help me. I need your help. Help me stop still and be honest with the Lord. Help me stop doing this. You got to be honest with him because he already knows. you when you be real with it. You can't stop doing it on your own. You need some power. The devil will take over and have you doing everything wrong. But when God get a hold to you and you put your trust in God, while you used to stumble over that stuff, you can step over it now. God got to help us do that. You can't do it by yourself. Be honest with God. He knows our shortcomings. Stop trying to hide your shortcomings. I said, stop trying to hide your shortcomings. Look at the name and say, stop. Try to hide. Your shortcomings. Be real with him. If you want help, be real with him. Stop praying a lie. Lord, I'm doing the best I can. You ain't doing the best you can. See, talk to God by yourself. He ain't going to tell nobody, but you just being honest with him. That's when God step in and help you to overcome it. We want to play both of them. Hot and cold. Get hot and shout. Ha! Get cold. I don't know. What's your name? Don't play with God. Play with a boogeyman. But don't play with God. He knows us. He knows us. Be honest with God. If you want to be blessed, I dare you to be honest with you. Can't make no fool out of God. God Almighty. Well, I stopped off there.
I would.
Come on, Paul. I would.
Thou were cold or hot.
Yeah.
So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth.
Y'all see it now? See, we're not being honest with it. See, keep on lying and keep on trying to play me. I'm going to get you out of my mouth. God Almighty. Don't play with it. I promise y'all. It's what? I promise you. Know who God is. God ain't nothing to play with. You can't hide nothing from God. I mean nothing. When you be honest, he'll give you power to overcome it. He'll let you start loving folks no one can't stand you.
That's it.
Don't hate them back. Just love them and see what God will do about it. Put them in the hands of the Lord. Folks trying to come to church got hate in heart. How can you worship God with hate in your heart?
All right.
Don't tell the Lord I can't stand her. Watch this now. Lord, I can't stand her. I can't stand him. Now help me. Help me. Help me. Help me.
Go ahead, brother.
Thank you.
Then you can come to church. Yeah. When the choir gets to sing a Zion song, yeah. You may not get the boogie because you know the God is there. God got you moving now. You can jump, you can shout, but you can't do that until you give your all to God. Yeah. You got to give it to him.
Yeah. You're right, Pastor.
Yeah. Come to church and then leave the same way you came.
Yeah. That's it.
Mm. Come in, then speak, and go out, don't speak. But come in and give it to God, and then you'll go out speaking. Can't deal with lukewarm folks. If you let God see a church is lukewarm, you can believe if you want it, it's lukewarm. Warm. And if things I said, you let get you in the lukewarm deal. Paul,
because
come on, Paul.
Thou sayest,
yeah,
I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. And knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
See, when you act, when you get like that in that condition, you got to put on church then. I'm telling you now. You got to put on a front. Got to put on a front. See, God don't test us out.
Yes,
to see where we hot or cold. He know if you're hot or cold. But when you give it over, if you're going to be a devil, don't be a devil.
All right.
And leave God alone.
All right.
You ain't gonna get along with God like that because you're leaving alone.
All right.
You're putting on a front. You got to act up. You ain't got to act up. But when you're real,
all right.
You're miserable?
Yes, sir.
Call you today. Yeah, everything all right. Yeah, good. Yeah, man, yeah. And then next day, I'm going. That's nothing.
All
right. Give it to Jesus.
Yeah.
Give it to Jesus.
Yeah.
Be honest with God.
Yeah.
God knows he'll help you.
Yeah.
I said God knows he will help you.
All right.
Let's go. You ain't talking to nobody but Jesus. He ain't gonna tell nobody. He don't get on telephone.
Yeah, I talk on Jimmy.
Just don't tell Jesus, and you ain't got to tell nobody else. You got to humble yourself and say, Lord, help me. Be honest with God. Lord, help me. Can't come to church with mess in your heart and worship God. You're just wasting your time. Lukewarm. A lot of lukewarm folks in churches.
Amen.
Loose yourself. And be real.
Oh.
I got 10 more minutes. I know someone said, phew. But it's all right. I got 10 more minutes. This right here don't play with nobody.
Right,
this right here compromise with nobody.
Right.
If you want God to help you, God knows he'll do it if you be real with him. You ain't got to put on no front.
Thank you, Lord.
Be yourself as God got you. Lord Almighty. You got through, Paul?
I counsel thee.
Watch this.
To buy of me gold tried in the fire.
Yeah.
That thou mayest be rich.
Yeah.
And white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eyes,
Lord Almighty,
that thou mayest see. As
what,
many.
Wait, Paul. Shame. Let me get that. Let me get that. Thy nakedness won't appear.
Yes, sir.
See, in other words, you got to hide your nakedness from God.
Yes,
I can't see it when you're real.
Right.
See, but if not real, I see your nakedness.
Yes.
See your nakedness.
Yes.
In other words, you're not covered. Right. You need to talk to me to get straightened out.
Right.
You can't go to Seals and Roebuck and buy nothing to cover it up.
Right.
You've got to come to heaven.
All right.
And talk to me.
All right.
I really y'all set that crazy discount.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
You got to talk to me.
Yes.
Nothing else ain't gonna help you.
All right.
Well, I'm so glad I can go to God. I don't know what to do. He don't get tired of you either.
That's right.
Let me tell y'all what I do. I'm not boasting now. Got nothing to boast about. But God knows. I can go to God, and then what I do sometimes, I say, Lord, before I even bow. You know what I say? I can talk to God. God Almighty. See, what you trying to say, bro? He owns the whole universe. Got everything in his hand. I can get on my knees and get his attention. The one got the whole world in his hand. He will talk to me.
Yes,
you take him lightly.
Yeah.
He'll help you.
Yes, sir.
You ain't got to come to church with mess in your heart.
Thank you.
Can't worship God with mess in your heart. So many folks go to church with mess in their heart and worship God.
Yeah.
Be honest with God.
Yes, sir.
Because he knows of so many lukewarm folks going around now. Lukewarm. Don't know what they want to do. Make your mind up. Go to God. He'll tell you what to do.
Yes, sir.
Read on, Paul.
As many as I love,
God Almighty,
I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent.
God Almighty.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Hallelujah.
If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me.
Y'all see that now? After knocking on the door, God Almighty, he ain't going to break in.
No,
he don't break. See, if you don't want him in, he's not coming in.
Right.
Oh, Lord. But behold, I stand at the door. I'm going to knock. If any man, see, if any man now open the door, I come in.
Yes, sir.
But you got to do what? Open the door yourself. I'm going to break in.
Yes, sir.
You got to invite me in.
Yeah.
You know I'm knocking because you've been convicted.
Uh-huh.
Well, once you go open the door and let me in and be honest with me. Because
yes,
I will not break in your heart.
Yes, right.
You go in God's house, red wine, and,
yes,
and he, you open the door for him, and you let him in.
Yes.
Boy, y'all are getting there, get to talk.
All right.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty.
Yes.
You may go in shaking,
yes.
but when you come out, you'll come out with a new look on your face.
Right.
You'll come out with another kind of heart in you.
Yes.
You'll come out with some joy,
yes.
Unspeakable joy.
Yes.
You'll come out loving folks, putting your arm around when you couldn't stand them.
Yeah.
That's where it was. You got to let me in. You got to open the door. I ain't going to break it nobody's heart. You know my heart. Yes, I know your heart. You know, sometimes we pray like that. Lord above, and you know my heart. Yes, I know it. You ought to get yourself straight now. I sure know it.
Well,
that'll be how I ask your prayer, because I know your heart. I come in. I don't care who you, watch this. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your name. I don't care what you done. I open the door open to you. But now you got to open the door and come in. Now I open the door. Now it's up to you what to come in. But I ain't going to break in your heart. But I will talk to anybody.
All right.
When you be honest with me.
Yeah.
Honest.
Yeah.
That's all it takes. Honest.
Honest. Yeah.
Help me, Lord. Help me.
Yeah.
God knows he'll help you.
Yes,
he'll give you strength to overcome whatever it is. He'll give you. When you're real with God, he's going to be real with you. This is the kind of God that we serve.
Yeah.
You let him in. He'll come and sup with you.
Yeah.
Let me have supper with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what it may be, butter beans or cabbage or whatever.
Yeah.
But when you come out there, boy, you're all right. I believe somebody fixing a meal, he know how to fix a meal. Glory to his holy name. Sup with you. Talk with him. Take time and talk to God.
Yeah.
How often do you pray? Pray all the time. Pray all the time. Pray. Don't let the devil stop you from praying. Pray. God Almighty. Pray. If you don't do what you say, Lord, I just thank you. Thank you, Lord. Even when you take your medicine, say, Lord, thank you.
Amen. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Bless it, Lord.
Bless
it. Tell him to bless it. The doctor got me on a couple of pills, and I've been on for, you know what? Every time I take them, before I get to my mouth, I say, Lord, now, bless these tablets. Sanctify them. And I use this body to glorify your name.
Yes, sir.
Don't take a one that you pray over it. Tell God to sanctify. Let it be used for the purpose you take it for. Let him fix it for you.
Yes, sir.
I like that.
Right. Pray over your medicine.
Right.
You may be taking the wrong thing.
Right.
These doctors. God for giving you everything now. But pray over it. Pray over it. Pray over it. I never take it without. I said, Lord, bless these tablets. Yeah. I take an aspirin, another little pill. Take them, Lord. And I said, Lord, let me tell you what I said sometimes. I said, Lord, I said, the doctor gave me these for to give this body strength. Now bless them and sanctify them. And I'll use this body to glorify your name. The doctor gave them to me.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you.
The doctor gave them to me.
Thank you.
He don't know sometimes what he's doing, but he gave them to me. I checked with Dr. Jesus. Jesus is all right, you know. And if he's not all right, he'll fix it to be all right. You tell him everything. You can't hide nothing from God. He's God. Paul, you got another?
To him that overcometh.
Watch this now. Finna go.
Will I grant to sit with me in my throne?
God Almighty.
Even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne.
One day, hallelujah, when we go through all these trials and tests, God always got a way for us. He gave us a way out, how to come and be out. But we can get ourselves hemmed in with the devil. In these last and evil days, they are here right now. He got a place for all of us who love him. You ain't going to him if you don't care about Jesus. He's the only one to get you there. He come to get you there. But you got to love him. Don't be ashamed to go to Jesus for nothing. Don't be ashamed to go to Jesus for nothing. For nothing. I don't care what it is. For nothing. If you got a problem with it, see him. You ain't got to tell nobody nothing. That's you and God did. He ain't going to tell nobody else. You just go to him. If you get out, you put it out. Call him. Read on, Paul.
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches.
Capital S, Spirit. That what God said, the Spirit said unto the what? The churches. He talked to us through the Word of God. If you got a hearing ear for Jesus, it's got to be for Jesus now. The way things going now, we got an ear for the world and not for Jesus. So now when Jesus talking, if you got to hear what he got to say, because he's still talking to his church. Because the church is still here. But he's coming back after his church. And my brothers and sisters, are you ready to go back with it? Are you ready? You got to get ready to go back with it. We are in these days. I promise you, we are in these days. We are in the days of the second coming of our Lord. In Savior Jesus Christ. I know where I stopped off at. I'm going to start right back where I stopped. I won't be back. Where does your business? You won't be back. If I live, I'll be back. If you let me live. We need to know about the second coming of Jesus. We need to know about the second coming of Jesus. I'm going to go when I say this. A lot of time, it's still Bible. But folk want to hear what the brother done back and talk about them back in the olden days. In the Bible days. But it don't got down to us now. And we don't want to hear about us. But hear about, you all done this. Such as, this all done that. Oh, this all done that. Jews all done that. But what we do? It's down to us now. What we do? It's our time now. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Yes. So God wants me to talk on what's going on now.
Amen.
In these last and evil days. Don't you see it coming on you? I said, can't you see it coming on us? And we think it ain't going to happen. It won't happen. It's going to happen. We can ignore it all we want. That's the devil. Ignore it. The Bible is truth. And we can see it coming. Let us all stand. We just, those who are going to stay for the Lord's Supper, may God bless you. But I open the doors of the church. Somebody may want to give your life to Christ as your personal Savior. He's the only one can save you now. Nobody else can save you. He's the only one can see your man going to heaven. Only through Jesus Christ, our Lord, will there be one. The Bible says, if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in the heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Will there be one? Come on, Mitchell. Come on, boy.
Yes, sir.
Will there be another one? Will there be another one? Anybody want to come by preaching next thing about letter? You may come. Will there be another one? Will there be another one? If you're not saved, get saved. You don't have to be a member of this church. Jesus wants you saved. I want you saved. And every born again Christian here wants you saved. Go to a church where you want to go, but go where they're preaching Jesus. That's all I command you to do. Go where they're preaching Jesus. But get saved. Get saved. The time is winding up for the church. I promise y'all.
Yes,
I promise you. It's closer than so many other things.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Will there be another one? Will there be another one? Will there be another? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Pastor Walker, we have one candidate for baptism.
That's
right. Bless
your heart. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
Yes.
You believe that down in your heart?
Yes.
You already confessed that He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Keep the law, use it in your kingdom. Let it be a blessing for you. In Jesus' name. He got him early this morning. He brought him to my office. In the way I brought him to my office. He needs some help. Yeah. But after all you're saved, you know I'm not saved. I said, get saved. They want to be saved. You gave your life. You confessed in my office this morning. You made sure it would. May God bless you. Come and work out your soul, say I bless you. Him? Use it in your kingdom, Lord. In Jesus' name.